Back in September, a group of whaling captains made the long trip from Alaska to Florianopolis, Brazil. They went to do something they've done dozens of times since the late 1970s. That is, to ask an international commission to let them keep whaling. But this time, they had a new request, and it was a big one. They wanted to change the rules of the commission so they didn't have to keep asking for that permission every few years. And they succeeded. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has this story.
In 1977, whaling communities in northern Alaska got some devastating news. The International Whaling Commission was concerned that the bowhead whale population was too low to support a subsistence hunt, and they put a moratorium on it.
At the beginning of the battle in 77, through those early years, it was a real struggle to get the world to understand what our world was like up here.
Marie Adams Carroll was the executive director of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission in its early years. The group formed to advocate for the right of Inupiat and Yupik hunters to whale. The IWC moratorium was soon replaced by a small quota, and over the years, the quota grew. But every few years, whalers had to show up to a meeting of IWC member countries and get 75% of them to say, yes, you can keep whaling. If they didn't succeed, their quota would expire.
Seems like we had to go back and beg.
Eugene Brower is former president of the Barrel Whaling Captains Association and has attended more IWC meetings than he cares to remember. He says that feeling of having to beg, that's not a good feeling. But additionally, there was always concern about the outcome of the vote.
It wasn't easy trying to get that quota. Sometimes the United States failed to get the three-quarter vote needed to keep our way of life going.
That happened in 2002. Eventually, another vote was held at a special meeting, and the whalers got their quota. But for several months before that, whaling communities in Alaska were in limbo, thinking they might not be able to hunt the bowhead whale without breaking the law. So this year, the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission and the U.S. government put forward a new proposal that would change how the IWC renews the quota, something called a limited automatic renewal. The idea is that as long as certain conditions are met, including that the science says the bowhead whale population is doing well, every 6 years, the quota will automatically renew. And their proposal passed.
To me, that was a miracle.
Crawford Putkatuk is one of the whaling captains who traveled to Brazil as part of the U.S. delegation. He described the rule change as both a surprise and a victory for Alaskan whalers.
It changes the way you think, the way you hunt, and it is a real pressure relief as far as not having to go back and questioning whether it's going to be approved or not.
Putkatuk says that when they got back to Utqiagvik, the atmosphere was pure excitement. And for people like Marie Adams Carroll and Eugene Brower, it felt like, after years of struggle, a weight had been lifted from their shoulders.
I had hoped to see that happen during my life. Because my father, my uncles, said, go out and educate, fight for our people. It's finally here.
The automatic quota renewal could be revoked, but just as it took a large percentage of the IWC to make this new rule, it would take that same percentage to change it again. People familiar with the workings of the IWC say that's unlikely. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.